Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Just a great quote from the show The Office here. Season 3, Episode 2, when they go to Philadelphia for the Northeast Pennsylvania Office Supply Convention. Michael Scott with this gem.
I love inside jokes. Love to be a part of one someday.
Who doesn't love a good inside joke, right? Right now in Saskatchewan, we're all in on an inside joke. Kate from the Saskatchewan party.
Oh, Kate.
Have you gotten that text yet from Kate?
I haven't.
Yeah.
But a couple of my friends have. My husband got one, and I actually have it in front of me. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Hi, it's Kate from the Saskatchewan Party. Can the Saskatchewan Party count on your support in the fall election? Reply, yes, no.
First of all, great impression of Kate right there.
Thank you.
Spot on stuff. Because Kate's a real person. It's not like she's a computer at all.
No.
Kate is super real.
Does this not sound like a note from elementary school?
Kind of.
Would you like to date me?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
And again, we're not getting political here. We're not talking about which political party is better. We don't do that here on Cruise Mornings. We're just talking about how funny it is that everyone has gotten this text. Like, well, if you haven't gotten it, you're in the minority here. It seems like everyone has gotten it.
I haven't gotten one.
Aww.
I'm a minority in this case. But listen to this. My friend, she sent me a screenshot of what she replied. I can't say it on the radio because there are bad words involved. And Kate's response was, thanks for your time. Stay well.
See, that's the response she gives everyone.
She does.
And it's weird because Kate's a real person and she's sending the same reply. I mean, that's weird.
Come on, Kate.
If Kate was a computer, I could see it, but for a real person to do that, that's...
How sore must her thumbs be?
Oh, so sore.
So much.
Be texting like everyone in the province nonstop?
And
good for her.
Maybe in some cases, you know, getting completely denied.
She's probably the hardest working person in the province right now. Her thumbs are going nonstop right now. So, Kate, this is for you. Real person Kate, not a computer at all. Yeah.
No.
Kate's a computer. When you get that text, do you just sit there and stare at it for like 5 minutes trying to brainstorm all the funny responses that you can come up with? Or do you just respond, no, take me off the list?
I didn't get a text from Kate, so I didn't even have that opportunity.
Okay.
I'm kind of choked, actually.
Yeah, you are kind of sad about that.
Sean got one. My friends got one. I did not.
Spoiler alert. If you do get one of these texts, no matter what you put, they will respond with the same thing. What is it again?
Thanks for your time. Stay well.
Yeah. So that's their response.
Yeah.
So reply accordingly, knowing this information. Because me and my friends, what we do is we try to see who can come up with like the funniest response. And then you screenshot it and you put it in the group chat.
Yeah.
And you see who wins, right? I love doing that. I love just brainstorming wacky answers when I get these kind of texts like, okay, how weird can I make this, you know? And I still have mine. Like, I haven't responded. I got a text from Kate 3 days ago. Haven't responded yet. That's how serious.
Waiting.
That's how serious we take these funny responses. Because I just want it to be perfect.
But now here's the thing. Do you think there is a real person on the other end who's reading Kate's replies and who is looking at yours and being like, ha, that's annoying or that's hilarious? Like, I just wonder if there is someone who has to go through these and be like, oh, this person said yes, this person said no, this person swore at me. You know, what a job that would be.
This person asked me if a chicken could whistle if it had lips. What? Like, those are the kind of responses we come up with. That would be the worst job in the province.
Yeah.
Just reading all of Kate's text messages.
Would it be the worst? I think it would be entertaining.
No.
Yes.
No.
Are you serious? Why not?
I think the first 15 minutes would be, and then after a while, it's like, wow, people are really angry, hey? A lot of angry people in this province.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Want to hear something that'll blow your mind?
I'm good.
You don't want to hear something that'll blow your mind?
Of course I do.
To your stomach, all potatoes are mashed potatoes.
I guess. Gross.
I was really expecting a better reaction to that one.
Well, it's science, Clayton.
I really want to prove this wrong.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
Because any potato you put in your mouth, you mash it when you chew it, so...
Yeah, I'm aware of how eating works.
Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Alberta's team, the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay. Easy.
What?
Alberta's team?
Alberta's team.
There are two teams in Alberta, thank you very much.
And the last Alberta's time, is the Oilers.
Oh, and the last time I checked, Alberta's team is losing their series. So, go Flames, go.
It's only three games in. Anyway.
It's a five-game series, but okay.
I'm not very good at that. Anyway, the 50-50. A couple days ago, we heard this, you know, record-breaking amount, 3-point-something million for the 50-50, all purchased online because obviously you can't go down to the stadium to watch it. And that was a record breaker. It was crazy. Last night's game, record amount of money gathered, I should say, 5.4 million. The 50-50 sold out in 5 hours. There's a max amount of tickets you can actually sell. 5 hours took them to sell it out. 5.4 million. I got a friend of mine to purchase some tickets. Then we would have a deal. Half, I paid for half, she paid for half. Mm-hmm. If either of us won, we'd split. We bought 200 tickets. It's $50 for 200 tickets.
Okay, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad. If you'd like to, you know, and it's obviously going to a good cause. I did not win, in case you're wondering, which should not come as a surprise. But regardless, I still can't get over the amount of money that gets raised for an online 50-50 at a hockey game you can't even go to.
Edmonton goes bonkers for their 50-50s, not just at Edmonton Oilers games, but Edmonton football team games. They go nuts for those as well. It's just one of those things that Edmonton is known for, being like the 50-50 city. Like, you know how we have Saskatoon shines on the signs coming into town? It should be Edmonton. We take 50-50s very seriously. And on behalf of Saskatchewan residents everywhere, we just want to apologize to Alberta. Sorry for the texts in the next couple of days asking you to buy 50-50 tickets for us, because we can't buy them here in Saskatchewan. So everyone's been like you, texting their Alberta friends. Hey, can you just buy me like 200 tickets? Okay, thanks. Bye. How awesome is it when plans get canceled that you wanted to get canceled anyway?
I enjoy the same thing very much so, which sounds awful.
It does.
But I feel like everybody thinks that way. It's not like I'm the only person or you're the only person. The thing is, just because of social distancing and COVID, I haven't had the opportunity to have that feeling very much.
It happened to you a lot back in the day because you're a social butterfly. You like signing up for a bunch of stuff. And it's so funny when you get that text in the morning. You should see Stacey once she gets the it's canceled text. It's like, yes!
Well, and that's the thing is I do love doing the community events. I like hosting things. It's part of the job. I love it. But at the same time, when it's no longer happening, it just frees you up instantly to do whatever you want, which, let's face it, for me, is going to be like relaxing on the couch.
And here's the thing. When you go to that event, like, you may dread it all day long, but then once you're actually there, it's not that bad, right? So you're like, okay, let's have some fun. It's the hours leading up to it that's the worst. It's not the actual thing that you plan to do. It's leading up to that thing where you're like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Well, you act like a six-year-old, hey? I don't want to do this. No.
Remember in March, when everything started getting, especially for us, because again, we have a lot of events planned with radio. Mm-hmm. It started happening. It was like, oh, by the way, this is canceled. It's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it was just like bang, bang, bang. Couple times a week, something was canceled. And at first it was like, woohoo, it's canceled. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, oh my God, there's a pandemic and everything's canceled.
It happened to me today. Booked a game of golf for later today. Did not realize it was going to be 32 and sunny. I'm ginger.
Perfect conditions for you.
I'm ginger. That's not fun. I also have a game of slow pitch right after.
Oh my God.
It was going to be a 4-hour golf game, 3 hours of slow pitch. So happy when the golf game got canceled, because if it didn't, I would literally turn to dust.
Australia is looking to do this, the implementation of a curfew. And they say as long as curfews are implemented properly, they can be used to enforce a certain way of living. And when they say properly, they mean laying out the timeline. So I think they were talking about 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. the next morning. Mm-hmm. And then in order for those to be successful, you also have to ensure that the businesses close down as well. Because it's a temptation if you can't leave your house from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., but businesses are still open and that sort of thing. You have to close them down or get them to shut, I should say, so that people aren't tempted to go out. They don't want to feel pressured during a curfew, because then they start overreacting and acting out.
Well, as a business owner too, why do you want to stay open if no one's allowed to go to your business?
Yeah.
That just seems like business 101 right there, hey? Mm-hmm. Curfews, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Case in point, The Simpsons. There was an episode of The Simpsons where they tried to implement a curfew, mm-hmm. and it did not go well. The kids revolted and started an underground radio station revealing all of their parents' secrets. So if we implement a curfew and you have a bunch of skeletons in your closet, buckle up. And you might be thinking, okay, whatever, it's just an episode of The Simpsons. Well, The Simpsons predict the future all the time. So
that's true.
If this curfew does happen here in Canada, which I mean, it's probably not going to, just heads up for that. An underground radio station might be coming to Saskatoon.
I don't know. Probably not,
but...
there's a good chance it's not going to happen. I also just think a lot of people are probably like, oh, curfew, no way. If I'm being told to go home and like be in bed by 8 p.m., sign me up.
If you listen to Cruise Mornings a lot, you know that I take my sports very seriously. I mean, I just lost it on Stacey for a minute because she called Edmonton
Alberta's team.
Well, Alberta's team is down 1-2 in their 5-game series, and the other team is up 2-1 in their series. Go Flames, go, baby, let's go.
Who has more Stanley Cups?
Who has more Stanley Cups?
Alberta's team.
Who has more Stanley Cups? Who has more number one overall picks they've done nothing
with? That's not what I was asking about.
Boom, roasted. here's the thing. I take my sports seriously, but I got nothing on Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck is a diehard Boston Red Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about Boston Red Sox fans, they're basically like Toronto Maple Leaf fans, but the baseball version of that. like imagine a Toronto Maple Leafs fan and a Montreal Canadiens fan molded into one person, like that passion they have for their teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Boston Red Sox fan. They take it very seriously. Ben Affleck can be seen at Boston Red Sox games when people were allowed to go to the games. Anyway, he loves the Boston Red Sox. He was in that movie Gone Girl.
Yes.
And there was an awesome little story that went viral yesterday about that movie. There's a scene in that movie where Ben Affleck has to wear a New York Yankees hat. The Yankees and the Red Sox hate each other. It's
right?
like the biggest rivalry in sports. Producer of the movie, David Fincher, talks about that scene.
Ben refused to wear a Yankees cap, and we did not come to blows, but we had to shut down production for 4 days.
This guy loves his team so much that he refused to wear the rival's hat just for a scene in a movie. It's not even him, it's his character. He refused to wear a Yankees hat, and he just stopped working for 4 days.
That's a bit much,
like,
I think.
Is that being loyal to your team, or is that just being kind of a diva, jerk face kind of guy?
As an actor, you take on a role of somebody else. That's what you're doing. You're portraying the role of this guy who's being accused of killing his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would think that you would take on all aspects of that character. And if that character happens to be a Yankees fan, you would have to put it on. I feel like it's a bit of a diva mm-hmm. behavior.
And I kind of agree that it's a diva move, but on the other hand, I can relate, because if I had to wear an Edmonton Oilers jersey or something like that, no thank
you. Would you not come to work for 4 days?
I'd put in my 2 weeks before I wear an Edmonton
okay.
Oilers jersey. Quick question for you, Stacey. As we know, Saskatoon produces a lot of talent. Whether
this question's way too long.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Saskatoon produces a bunch of talent. When it comes mm-hmm. to actors, I mean, Kim Coates, musicians, athletes, a lot of big, important people come from Saskatoon. But has anyone from your neighborhood growing up ever made it to the big time in whatever they're doing?
Yes, me.
Okay.
Boo. Boo on myself. That
I
was
said
really
big
bad.
Time. Radio is like
so
maybe,
not.
Maybe medium time. Maybe.
I don't think so. No.
No.
I don't recall any. Like, obviously, I went to school with some people who have gone on to do great things.
That counts.
Okay. I went to school with Corey Sarich.
That's kind of cool. NHL hockey player.
Yeah.
I want to brag about someone from my neck of the woods, the Lakeview Wildwood area.
Okay.
Darcy Camper. My boy.
Oh, yes.
Goalie for the Arizona Coyotes. He got off to a great start this season. He got hurt, and everyone was like, okay, Darcy Kuemper, is he going to be back? Oh, he's back.
Is he back?
39 stops for the Arizona Coyotes yesterday. They won 4-1. They're up against Nashville. They're up 2-1 in that series, and Darcy Kuemper is the reason for both of their wins.
Nice.
The kid from Wildwood, baby. Lakeview and Wildwood, they're kind of like the same neighborhood. They're divided by Taylor Street there, but Wildwood kids and Lakeview kids always hang out with each other. It's just the way it goes. And Darcy, growing up, like, going to goalie camps with him and watching him play for the Blazers and, like, just seeing, like, someone from the neighborhood go and do something awesome. It's like, back in the day, we used to get Krusty's Pizza together, and now he's just killing it in the
NHL.
That's
so cool.
Like, not just playing some minutes. He's the starting goalie.
Yeah.
And he's probably one of the top five goalies in the league right now. So, when you think of Saskatoon hockey players, obviously the Shen brothers, Chandler Stevenson, but Darcy Kuemper, I don't think gets enough love. Colby Armstrong, yeah, but he's not in the league anymore, so.
That doesn't matter.
It kind of does.
I also just named a sports person.
That was very impressive.
Thank you.
Very impressive. But Darcy Kuemper, he deserves more love. By the way, all those guys that I said, Luke Shen, Braden Shen, Chandler Stevenson, Darcy Kuemper, all Eastsiders. I know we like to have the East Side, West Side debate here because we grew up on opposite ends of the city, so that's a win for the East Side right there. Let's play the scenario game, shall we, Stacey?
Sure.
This scenario, by the way, it's pre-COVID. It's PC. So let's pretend that COVID-19 doesn't exist.
Remember?
I'm just going to live in this moment for a while. Good times. Okay, here's the scenario. You go to a concert. It's a concert that you've been looking forward to for a while. You and a bunch of friends got tickets on the first day. You love this band. You show up, and right off the bat, the lead singer is like, we're going to do something a bit differently tonight, guys. We're going to do a bunch of songs acoustically. So half their set is acoustic. Do you like that? Would you be pumped? Would you be like, oh, yes, get to hear a little bit of a different version of my favorite songs? Or would you be bummed out because, I mean, you paid to go to the show so you can hear the songs you love in their natural state, not an acoustic version, you know?
I'd say if it was half the show, I might be a little disappointed because... Okay. You know, you do expect to hear the songs from your favorite band, like you said, in how you know them. It's always nice when they do maybe, you know, throw something different, like an acoustic version, or they slow it down or something like that. But if it was half, I feel like that's a bit much.
See, I'm a big acoustic guy. I don't know why, but the acoustic version of songs always gives me goosebumps. Like Nickelback, they've been coming out with a few acoustic songs of their own during this whole COVID-19 social distancing thing because they're just hanging out recording music.
Right.
They came out with an acoustic version of Rockstar. And like you'd think like, okay, that wouldn't be great. It's actually not that bad. I'll post it up on Cruise FM's Facebook page, but I'm not a big Nickelback guy. But a Nickelback song done acoustically, actually not that bad. Like, it kind of just changes the whole song, in my opinion. So a song that you may not like, it may turn into a song that you love when it's done acoustically. I don't know. But if you love acoustic, if you hate acoustic, let us know. Call or text 306-938-0963. I agree, though. Half the show.
Too much.
That might be a little much. Plus, like, what if it's one of those bands that just plays like pump up rock and roll, you know? Like, just gets you going. You're so excited to like headbang and fist pump and everything. And then the whole show is just sad acoustic songs.
Imagine going to a Ramones show and then they're like, all right, guys, we're going acoustic.